Live from Nashville, Tennessee, this is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe.
There's a wondrous sight and a joyful sound every Christmas Eve in a western town. Gather up the kids, all the friends and family. As the holly's hung, the candles bright, tuning up the fiddles on a moonlit night.
Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree.
There's a jolly man in a bright red suit. Did you ever see Santa in cowboy boots? Whirling across the floor, spurs jingling merrily. To sing those carols soft and low, I'll be shouting Cotton Eye Joe.
Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. Wait beneath the mistletoe, you'll never get a kiss. I never move that slow, there's too much I could miss.
'Cause a western girl can't be still,
and a silent night is not for me.
Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree.
Chili green, silver buckles on new blue jeans, shuffling round the floor to a Yuletide melody.
Well, I'm gonna be ready when Santa comes, but I'm gonna be dancing till he does.
Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. Wait beneath the mistletoe, you'll never get a kiss. I never move that slow, there's too much I could miss.
'Cause a western girl can't be still,
and a silent night is not for me.
Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm your host, Gary Holt, and we have a great show lined up for you today. But before I tell you about that, we want to give a shout out to our co-host, Bobby Bell. She's packing boxes frantically out in California and getting ready to make the big move to Albuquerque, New Mexico. So, Bobby, we're thinking about you, and I sure wish we could help you pack those boxes, but I know you're going to get ready for the move, and pickup truck comes tomorrow. So, anyway, we wish you the best in your move to Albuquerque, New Mexico. We do want to acknowledge the folks that are going through these terrible fires. This is another week of fires in Southern California, and so our thoughts and prayers are with those folks. And now we have fires that are burning in the Black Hills of South Dakota. So we want to give a shout out to those folks and let you know that our thoughts and prayers are with you as well. But as I said, we have a great show today. We have our good friend, Miss Belinda Gale, that's going to be joining us. And we'll be featuring music today from the CD, Our First Noel. But we want to acknowledge our sponsor, and that is Legacy Benefit Group. For over 30 years, Legacy Benefit Group has helped businesses and families create, protect, and preserve their financial legacy. Now take a deep seat in the saddle. Grab a big cup of coffee and get ready for a great show as we are joined by Belinda Gale on the Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo, Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. He rules the world with truth and grace,
and makes the name.
Righteousness and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders and wonders of his love.
Belinda Gale is a 7-time Female Performer of the Year with the Western Music Association, 3 times with the Academy of Western Artists, and she has been named one of the 50 top performers of the year in the Western and country music world. Please welcome Miss Belinda Gale to the show. Howdy, pard.
Oh, hey, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine. Does this feel kind of familiar to you?
Oh, man, it does, you know, and the fun thing about albums, you know, when you've recorded an album, it's like whenever you hear, you listen to them, for me anyway, I get translated right back to the studio, you know, when we were working on the album, and this particular album that you're featuring is really cool because a lot of artists will go together to do a Christmas album because they just all contribute a song and because it only really sells, you know, pretty much just during the Christmas season. And so they try to, you know, maximize their efficiency of cost by going together. But they usually record separately and then they just compile it onto a CD and then sell it together. But we literally went in the studio and recorded it together and sang on each other's songs back up and all of, so it was, every single song has all of us on the songs, either singing harmony or singing the leads. And so it just, every song, it evokes, you know, the whole studio experience of putting that together. And it was a really fun deal.
Yeah, it's a great CD. It's our first Noel, as I mentioned earlier. And it's been 12 years now since you recorded this thing. Does that seem possible?
That's scary. No, it doesn't. That is scary.
you were what, 12 at the time or something?
Oh, yeah, at least. You had to say that. You just had to bring that up, didn't you?
I had to throw that out there. But
of course you did.
Yeah. So tell us about the folks that are on the CD.
Well, every single person on this particular project I have a lot of precious friends, dear friends in Western music genre, but these three other people are specifically very important to me. Kip Callahan she's like a little sister to me. I saw her come into Western music, and she came from the country scene, but really embraced. She was a ranch girl from New Mexico, and she really down in the boot heel, and she really had a heart for Western and kind of melding the flavor of country into her Western music, and did an extraordinary job. And she and I just clicked, and just our hearts just clicked, and she's to this day, she's like a little sister to me, very, very close. R.W. Hampton, of course, we literally call each other brother and sister. He lost his little sister in a car accident when he was just a child, and so was she. And he told me at one point that, and I've always felt super close to him, but I didn't realize that he felt the same. And he told me in his heart, God gave him back his sister. Me.
Wow.
And he
wow.
said, I think my little sister would be a lot like you if she had lived. And so super, super close to the Hampton family. And he calls me sis all the time. And I refer to him as my brother, which confuses people sometimes. I didn't know you were brother and sister. that's always fun, right?
Right. And of course, brother from another mother. Yeah.
My brother from another mother, exactly, and father.
Right.
Yes, and last but not least is my singing partner of 9 years, who we tragically lost to cancer in 2009, and he was one of my dearest friends, next to my husband. He was my best friend, definitely a huge mentor in music, and I started super late in life learning the guitar. I didn't start until I was in my early 40s even learning the guitar, because I knew I needed to support the music genre that I had chosen to get into. And I learned a few chords and called it good, because I'm thinking, starting this late in life, I can't expect too much for myself on the guitar. But he really changed my mind about that. He was an excellent teacher. And it got to where if he said I could do it, I tackled it and figured I could get it learned. And so he was a huge influence on that. And just personally became a dear, 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 dear friend. And so it was a huge loss to lose him. And he actually produced this whole CD, which when you get the other three of us together, Kip and RW and me, we're pretty lighthearted and, don't get, I don't know how to explain it, but I mean, we were just having fun, right? And he's trying to get work done. So, he said it was like herding cats. He said, seriously, it was like herding cats trying to keep us all on task, and get stuff done, because we'd get to joking and kidding around, and you could just see him. When I saw his cheeks going red, then I knew, like, okay, we got to get back to work, guys. I know this look, and it's not going to bode well for us if we don't get back to work.
Oh, gosh. Well, as I said before, it is a great CD. And let's go ahead and play another cut from the CD, Our First Noel. It's What Child Is This? You have the lead on this song, and it's just a beautiful song. So let's take a listen and come back and talk more with Belinda and find out about herding cats in the studio. But
yes,
here's What Child Is This?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, go ahead.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Who angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch our shepherds guard and angels sing. Hey!
why lies he in such mean estate, while ox and ass are feeding? Could Christian fear for sinners hear the silent word is green? Hell's spear shall pierce him through the cross, be born for me, for you. Hell, hell, the Word made flesh, the Babe, the Son.
What child is this? Belinda Gale, and it is from the CD, Our First Noel. And so what was that side note about recording?
Oh, the side note, well, when I told Curly that I wanted, because we each picked which song we wanted to solo on, you know, we wanted to do specifically. And when I told him I wanted to do that, he was like, okay, all right. But then I said, but I'm hearing it in my head different than the way you normally hear it. And I was trying to explain to him what I was, and he was like, I'm just not hearing that, Belinda, until we got together and I played it for him, but I wanted to do that really upbeat version. And then he's like, oh, okay. And so we did it that way. And when we got to the very end, he wanted me to kind of get, you know, go a little, he told me to get in touch with my Pentecostal roots for the ending. So I did that a little bit, but it's funny because people either love it like that because it's unexpected, or they hate it because they feel like I'm being irreverent with the song. But to me, that whole message is very exciting, so I wanted to pep it up a little bit. So anyway, that was
I love your version of that. So you kind of addressed a little bit of my next question, and that is, how did you select the songs for this CD? Did you each bring something to the table, or how did that work?
We did. Kip had written one. We figured that we would each have two songs each that were ours, that we just, whatever we wanted to do, and everybody was given complete free rein on that. And then we did a couple of ensemble pieces. You played one of them, you know, which was the medley, where we all took a piece of it. And so that was basically the way we constructed it. It just turned out really, really well. It was a great mix because everybody, you know, we weren't trying to stay in any kind of theme. We just, everybody bring together what you want. So it was just, I mean, it kind of takes you all over the place, that Christmas CD. So there is a little taste of all kinds of things. So it makes it for fun listening, I think.
Well, it does make for fun listening. And there's a lot of variety in the CD when people purchase that. And I guess they can still get that on your website, can't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. They were out of it on CD Baby is one place that you can go. They're out of it on CD Baby. I send them extras at Christmas time, but they'll only take so many and then they're out. So right now they're out, but they can definitely go to my website and I do have that. I can send to them.
Okay. All right. And we'll mention it again, but what is your website?
Sure. Belinda Gail, G-A-I-L, Sings, S-I-N-G-S, .com. So BelindaGaleSings.com.
All right. BelindaGaleSings.com. But don't go to order it until after the show is over. So we want you to. Yeah.
Listen,
so whether you're listening on your phone or your computer, just hold off and order it after the show. But Curly's been gone for 9 years. And I'm sure that you went through a lot of holidays over that 9 year period with him. What kind of fellow was he?
Oh, you could not have met a more kind and compassionate guy. He was, you know, super smart, but he really kept that low key. He would let that show every now and then when it needed to, but most of the time he just came off as kind of a simple cowboy. But he was actually a marriage and family therapist. With a master's degree in that. His biggest thing in life was that he wanted everyone in his presence to feel safe and feel respected. And that was a big deal for him. And very giving. He gave a lot of his time in the capacity as a therapist. When people, you know, hanging out in green rooms with performers, you know, things just kind of come up. And if he thought he could help somebody, he'd just kind of discreetly, quietly, you know, take them to the side and say, I might be able to help you with, you know, what you were talking about in there. And he would, you know, give free advice all of the time. Always helping, such a heart for youngsters, always helping the young people with their songwriting, with their, you know, musicianship, you know, teaching them things and helping them with little tips and tricks. And so he was, you know, super devoted to his wife, Kathy, and his boys and his grandchildren, just an all around really good guy. Great singing partner.
Yeah.
So selfless as a singing partner.
Well, he had, and through his music, he still has an amazing voice. And we're going to play some individual songs through the show, but we're going to play some songs that you've done all together. And right now, let's take a listen to one called Once Upon a Christmas. And we're talking with Belinda Gale today on the Campfire Cafe.
Once upon a Christmas, far away in Bethlehem, Mary, being great with child, had no place to lie down.
So Joseph found a stable in which Mary had her child. Once upon a Christmas was the birth of Jesus Christ.
Once upon a Christmas, in a manger far away, born his palace was a manger filled with hay. His royal robe a swaddling cloth, a halo was his crown. Once upon a Christmas, away in Bethlehem. And all the world rejoiced because the king was born at last. The
Savior had been promised. Now it had come to pass, and the joyful news that he was born spread quickly far and wide. Once upon a Christmas was the birth of Jesus Christ.
Once upon a Christmas, from the far east wise men came with gold and myrrh and frankincense to praise the newborn king.
Shepherds left their flocks at night and came to worship him. Once upon a Christmas, away in Bethlehem.
And all the world rejoiced because the king was born at last. A savior had been promised, now it had come to pass. And the joyful news that he was born spread quickly far and wide. Once upon a Christmas was the birth of Jesus Christ. Because the king was born at last. A savior had been promised, now it had come to pass. And the joyful news that he was born spread quickly far and wide. Once upon a Christmas was the birth of Jesus Christ. Once upon a Christmas, far away in Bethlehem.
Once upon a Christmas, and that is Belinda and Curly and Kip and RW. And So how did the four of you decide to get together to do the CD?
Well, Curly and I had been wanting to do a Christmas CD, but, you know, like the economics of it, because it costs the same to do a Christmas, you know, a CD, whether it's a Christmas or whatever it is, and understanding we only had the short window to sell it and, you know, a much longer time to get the investment back. So we decided to approach a couple of other artists that we might want to do, and we didn't want to do the compilation thing. We wanted to literally go in the studio with these artists, and Curly and RW were very close, and Curly was close to Kip as well, and so we just figured that, and we felt like we could really work with them and kind of be on the same page. And RW's wife Lisa took the lead on the business side of everything, sorting out the business side of that and how it was going to be divided and how it was going to be marketed, and so that it was fair to everybody, and she really put in a ton of effort there, and it all just worked. And so we ended up with those, we approached them and they were all for it, and so we got to go with our first choice. So it was awesome.
Well, it is awesome, and that does sound like Lisa running the business end of things.
Yes.
for folks that may know Lisa Hampton. She's a pretty sharp gal. She really is. But your voice is. Yeah, your voices blend so well. You know, so I'm glad that it worked out financially, but I'm so glad that your voices all came together like this. And it's a great CD. Great CD. So I was just thinking about what you said about herding cats before, and I was trying to figure out who was the most difficult to keep in line, knowing you guys. So was that you, or was that Kip? You know, Kip is a real character.
I'm not going to say me. I really don't think it was me, only because I had worked with Curly enough on projects that I could read his body language without him saying a word. So I could tell when he was getting, you know, like starting to, his patience was starting to wear thin. And so I would just sort of automatically kind of, you know, rein it in. But Kip and RW were just having fun, you know, and Kip and RW was a big kidder. And Kip, you know, Kip can be so off the wall in such a delightful way, but she's just like, woo, you know, trying to. So I would say between the two of them, of course, and I'd get caught up in it, and then I'd look out there and catch a look on Curly's face and go, oh no, oh crap, you know, we gotta get back to work, people. He's not happy out there.
That is so funny. That is so funny. But
it made for some great stuff. Yeah. Oh, and we went to do the photo shoot, and Kip actually walked her key. I rode with her. She and I and Curly and Kathy, I think, rode in one vehicle, and Kip actually locked the keys in the car. So we finally got those out. But it was a lot of fun. We definitely had some great memories.
Oh, that is great. That is great. Well, this is a fun CD, and there's a duet that we're going to get to now. Kip and Curly are doing this one together, and it's called Cowboy Christmas Eve.
Yep.
Did
Kip
she?
Wrote this song. Yes, she did.
Well,
it's an excellent one.
It's a great song. I can hear a little bit of the country in this thing as well. But it's called Cowboy Christmas Eve. And see if you can tell that there's a little bit of Loretta and a little bit of Conway in this one. So let's take a listen to Cowboy Christmas Eve. Kip Callahan and Curly Musgrave.
Come in, cowboy, the horses are fed. Our little girl has gone to bed. It's Christmas Eve, you've worked hard all day. It's time to toss your worries away. Kick off your boots, come dance with me. Let's waltz around the Christmas tree. Your love can be your gift to me. It's a cowboy Christmas Eve. Hang your hat, cowboy.
Give me a kiss. I've always dreamed of a Christmas like this.
It's quiet and peaceful as the fire burns low. Oh, look. It's starting to snow.
I've kicked off my boots, so come dance with me.
Let's waltz around the Christmas tree. Your love can be your gift to me.
It's a cowboy Christmas Eve.
Dance. This ranch has given us another chance.
I'll remember this Christmas for the rest of my life,
and always be thankful I'm a cowboy's wife.
So kick off your boots, come dance with me. Let's walk the Christmas tree. Your love can be your gift to me.
It's a cowboy Christmas Eve.
Hello, darling. I kind of like that. Cowboy Christmas Eve. Hey, we've got somebody that is a surprise on the other line. Who is that on the other line? No.
Yes, I'm calling in to say Merry Christmas to Belinda Gale. It's Bobby Bell.
Bobby Bell.
Bobby! Oh, Bob. I didn't think we were going to bust you loose from your packing, girlfriend. I'm impressed. Thank you.
Well, I looked up at the clock, and I saw what time it was, and I actually had to ship a couple Out West orders, and so I thought, you know what? I got to turn that on right away, and there you were.
Well, we're missing you. We're missing you not being here with us.
Hey, are you going to be in Victorville Saturday night?
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
yes,
so
ma'am.
Will we.
Are you?
Yeah, so along with our cousin David Veal, we will be there with our boots on, just coming to see you. And do you have some special guests that are going to be performing there as well?
We do. Yeah, we have Miss Devin and the Outlaw are going to be there. They're going to be the featured performers for that fundraiser. And, of course, all of they come on. We cover their expenses, but they donate their performance, and all the money goes to support the Cooper Home for Abused Children for the Happy Trails Foundation. So, yes.
Yeah, we got to that event several years ago and never could get back, and it seemed like the appropriate thing to do on our way out of California.
Well, I'm delighted. I get to see you. How fun.
Yeah.
That is so neat.
You're never gonna get another word in, Gary. Now you got Bobby and I on. You're not gonna get
no. I just sit back and listen. But she couldn't keep from calling in, so she was listening to the show.
Is one of my favorite holiday CDs, partly because of the wonderful variety of voices and then the wonderful, wonderful choice of music. I didn't hear the beginning part of the show where you maybe talked about, you know, how you determined the what you would record, but this is just a wonderful classic. It really should be in everybody's holiday music collection. Absolutely.
Thank you, Bobby. Well, we're sure proud of it, so it's nice to know that you think that much of it as well.
Yeah, I do. So I'm going to let you guys get back to the music, because you don't need to be hearing me. You need to be hearing those wonderful holiday tunes. So,
all right, Bobby.
Gary, I'll chat with you down the road, and Miss Belinda Gale, we will see you on Saturday night.
Excellent. I'm excited.
All right. So glad that you called in. So glad you called in. So get the packing done. Get your packing done and get ready for that truck. It's coming tomorrow. So
That truck comes tomorrow. A lot of horses under the hood of that truck.
I feel your pain. I feel your pain. So I'll be thinking as you're doing the packing.
we've been pulling all nighters. I got just a couple hours of sleep this morning, and we'll have an all nighter tonight, I'm sure. So 18 years, it goes in a lot of boxes.
Yes, it does.
All right. We'll
all
talk
right,
to you soon, Brian.
Show. I'll be listening. Love you both.
All right,
thank
talk you. To you
bye.
Soon.
Love you too.
Love
bye,
you.
Sweetie.
Bye bye. Well, that was so cool. That was so cool.
That was sweet of her.
That was sweet of her to call in and give us
absolutely.
A shout.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
But anyway, so I forgot exactly what we were talking about, except for the fact that
I don't
that,
even remember either.
Yeah. Hello, darling. I do remember that. But anyway, it was a great, that's a great song that we just played. But your brother from another mother and father has a great song on this CD, and it's called When My Heart Finds Christmas. So let's take a listen to that, and then we'll come back and catch up some more, because we've got a lot more music and a lot more conversation to go today on the Campfire Cafe. All right.
In my eyes are Valentine's and Easter eggs and New Year's wine. When my heart finds Christmas, my eyes will shine like new. though the days are kind to me, they fall too far behind to see. When my heart finds Christmas, I hope it finds you too. Let the angels sing around us, Christmas time is here. Let our children's love surround us, laughter and fill with cheer. My heart told me once before to find my dream and search no more. But when my heart finds Christmas, I hope it finds you too.
In my eyes are Valentine's and Easter eggs and New Year's wine.
But when my heart finds Christmas, my eyes will shine like new.
Though the days are kind to me, but fall too far behind to see.
But when my heart finds Christmas, I hope it finds you too. Let the angels sing around us, Christmas time is here. Let our children's love surround us, laughter and fill with cheer. My heart told me once before to find my dream and search no more. But when my heart finds Christmas, when my heart finds Christmas, when my heart finds Christmas, I hope it finds you.
R.W. Hampson, When My Heart Finds Christmas. And Belinda, when's the last time that you've heard this CD?
Oh, I usually bust it out every Christmas and listen to it through. Yeah, so we've been listening to it. Yeah, I'm pretty sentimental, especially after losing Curly. It's just kind of my reconnect with my buddy, you know, each Christmas. And he died in December. He died on December 9th. I think it was December 9th in 2009 is when he died. But it was definitely December of 2009. So that, you know, just kind of brings all that up again. So it's just kind of a bittersweet, you know, memory.
Yeah. Well, again, he's one gentleman that I've always wished that I'd had the opportunity to interview on the show. But
you would have loved it. Yeah.
Yeah. But we interview you, so that's good. So second best.
Glad you think so.
I do. Well, you know, first best, but anyway, Curly would have been second best. But anyway, fun CD. It's totally a fun CD. We've got several more songs that we're going to get on before we're gone. But I want to find out about your Christmas past. you have some special memories from your Christmases past?
Oh, I mean, of course, you know, when you get to be our age, Gary, there's lots of great Christmas memories. From my youth, I think it was just our family traditions that I loved. We always went into the mountains and cut our own trees and, you know, drug it out and loaded it on the pickup and brought it back. And so that was always fun. And my mama was always waiting with, you know, hot chocolate ready to go and, you know, just the joy of going through all of the ornaments. And I don't remember presents a lot. I mean, my parents didn't go overboard with presents, but I just remember we always did some kind of a Christmas craft that we made, some kind of a decoration, and just all those wonderful memories. But probably my favorite Christmas was when I was married and my kids were right at that age, when my kids were small, and they were right at that age when they're like starting to question if there's a Santa or not. You know, they're not quite, they don't want to say there isn't, but they're kind of thinking maybe there's not. And some of their friends are telling them that he doesn't exist. And we were headed down to my folks in Southern California, all the way down almost to Mexico, east of San Diego, in the Imperial Valley. We were headed down there for Christmas. And of course, I had all those Santa presents all, you know, wrapped and ready to go and tucked away, hidden in the house. And we loaded all the kids and all our Christmas presents, our regular Christmas presents, into the car. The engine was running, and I already planned this with my husband. And I said, you know, I need to go to the bathroom one more time before we take off. And so he's like, well, make it quick, you know, and the kids are all strapped in. I ran in, grab all the toys, the Santa presents, put them all under the tree, and we head off. Well, of course, Santa doesn't come down at Grandma and Grandpa's house. You know, they don't, and the kids are like, he didn't find us. I'm like, I don't know what happened. I didn't come. And so we let the kids go in first when we got home. And they just were running in the house, and we almost like ran into them. They are, you know, just at this dead stop, like, Santa came! Oh my gosh! And they're like, what is real? I think we got two more years of Santa, them thinking Santa was real out of that little stunt. So that was pretty cool.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Well, how many children do you have?
Three. Mm-hmm. Two boys and a girl. Yep. Two boys and a girl, all grown. And between Bob and I, of course, I lost my husband in 2008, and Bob and I remarried, and my husband, Robert Lorbeer, and he has a daughter who has four grandchildren, four kids. So between us, we have four children and 10 grandkids. So our quiver is definitely full.
It is full. It is full. And it makes for some special Christmas memories, too.
It does.
So,
it does.
Yeah. But I like that. I like that Santa Claus came. He just came to the wrong house at the wrong day.
We didn't clue him in that we were not going to be there.
Didn't let him know. Well, you mentioned you were down close to San Diego and close to Mexico, and this song is a fun song, and it's one by Kip Callahan. It's "This Year My Christmas Wish Is Mexico." So let's take a listen to that and come back and talk more with Linda about Christmas's present on the Campfire Cafe.
Christmas time in our hometown is nice, I know. Pretty as a picture in the falling snow. Colored lights shine through the night and put on quite a show. But this year my Christmas wish is Mexico. Christmas Eve is coming just a week away. But it's been cold for so long now, I have to say. We're getting just a little tired of 25 below. So this year my Christmas wish is Mexico. Let's bundle up kids and presents, and on our way we'll go. Where the
sun shines all day long on the sand instead of snow. Swaying in a hammock while the sun is sinking low. This year my Christmas wish is Mexico.
Mexico. Sometimes I think about that. We've had a couple of days back here in Tennessee where it's been 19 at night this past week.
Ooh, yeah. That's cold.
That is cold. Well, what about Christmas's present? What are you and Bob doing this year for Christmas?
Oh, well, for anybody who's been following on Facebook, we have this saga going on with our fifth wheel that broke down in Brobridge, Louisiana on the 29th of October, and it took us 6 weeks to get the insurance company off High Center to get anything done, and we now moved it to Houston, Texas, for the Lippert people who built the frame to come in and take a look at it and assess what needs to happen at this point. But little did I realize when we broke down that all of our Christmas plans were going to just go out the window. We're actually supposed to be in La Cañada, Flint Ridge with my youngest son and his family this week, and that's not happening. And then next week we were supposed to get my oldest grandson, who's 17, and he was going to come to Arizona and spend the week before Christmas with us. That's not going to happen. And so we are in Houston with Bob's sister, staying with her while they look at our trailer, and flying out to do the show in Victorville tomorrow, flying back on Sunday. And then we're not sure. We're hoping we get to actually, you know, if we can be home to drive to the Rose Parade. We're doing the equestrian, not the Rose Parade, but we're doing the Equestfest, some of the pre-festivities. I'm part of that. Bob is as well. At the end of the month, and so we're hoping to have this kind of squared away by then, so we don't have to fly out again for that. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But so this is kind of a discombobulated Christmas, but we are getting to spend a lot of time with Bob's baby sister, which we don't get to do very often. So that is definitely a positive in the middle of all of this. So we're grateful for that blessing for sure.
Yeah, I was beginning to think that you're going to be eating gator for Christmas instead of ham. So, At least.
Well, we had that. That's what we had for Thanksgiving. We did. We had gator for Thanksgiving and crawfish etouffee, and we were in Cajun country big time, and we actually made some friends there, the Lejeunes. We had dinner at their place before we left, so we now have friends in the Lake Charles area of Louisiana. So that was there's always a silver lining if you look for it. There's always.
Yeah, always positive. Well, there is a song of the season. I don't think that you could have Christmas without this song. And this is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful version of the song, Mary, Did You Know? And so this is one that you decided you had to put on the CD.
The first time I heard that song, I just fell in love with it. I learned it immediately. It just moved my heart as a mother. You know, you think of as a mom and this young mother with her first baby, you know, she's looking at the Christ child, and to her, it's just a baby. I mean, she understands, you know, in her head, all of the stuff that she was told by the angels and all of that. But I can just imagine this young mother, first mom, holding her newborn baby in her arms, having no clue what she was really in for and what really was going to happen. So, and well, Mark Lowry, I forget who the other guy is, I should know, that wrote it, but just an incredible, incredible song.
Yeah. Well, let's take a listen to Mary, Did You Know? It is a beautiful version of this song by Belinda Gale, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Mary, did you know your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you and this child that you've delivered will soon deliver you? Mary, did you know your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Your baby boy will one day rule the nations. Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
Beautiful, beautiful song. Wow. Mary, did you know? Belinda Gale. Perfect. It was just perfect. But
been
so much fun to have you on the show today. It was great to have Bobby pop in and say hi. And
that was a treat.
Yeah, we look forward to her getting moved to Albuquerque and getting back in the routine again. But I know she said she was going to see you at a show tomorrow. So tell us where you're going to be performing for the next month.
Well, Christmas time, we ratchet it down some, but I'll be at it's Curly's Cowboy Christmas, which is Curly secured all the performers. As we talked a little bit about earlier in the show, that's the fundraiser for the Happy Trails Foundation. That will be this weekend, Saturday night, and it's in Victorville, California at the Holiday Inn there in their conference area ballroom. So we're going to be having that there. Then after Christmas, I will be in Southern California in the Pasadena area for actually at the LA Equestrian Center for the Equest Fest, which is all the equestrian units that are going to be in the Rose Parade put on a show. It's aired on RSD TV, and I'll be opening with the national anthem and then doing another song at some point during the show. And so we'll be a part of that. And my husband is helping with some coordination on that show. And then after that, I have a show in Sierra Vista, Arizona in January. And then I can't remember after that. I have to look at my schedule. I don't get too far ahead of my brain. I get lost.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So people can visit your website, BelindaGaleSings.com.
Absolutely.
Is that it?
Yes,
and,
Belinda Gale. Yeah.
Check the website out. Also, friend her on Facebook. And
that's the best place. I probably say a lot more. That stays a lot more up to date than my website, unfortunately.
So do that. But you can go to the website. You can get the CD, Our First Noel, there by ordering it from the website. Mm-hmm. And
yes.
All of her great music is available that way. So we encourage you to do that. Granite Mountain is a great CD. And I don't think I mentioned that earlier, but it was CD of the year with the Western Music Association a couple of years ago. So beautiful, beautiful music.
Honor. Yes.
Yeah. And you've just been a great guest today. And I guess it's time to close this show up. We're going to close this segment.
Can you believe it? Goes by fast.
It goes by fast. And this is an absolutely beautiful song. Where did this come from, Till the Season Comes Round Again?
It's one that Curly found off of an album, a Christmas album he was listening to, and it really spoke to his heart. The message of it was really important to him, and it was very important to him to have it on the CD. So, yeah, that's where that came from. That was his choice.
Well, it is a beautiful song. If you're not familiar with it, you're going to love it, Till the Season Comes Round Again, and it's by Curly Musgrave. We've been talking with Miss Belinda Gale, and tell Bob hi, and Merry Christmas to both of you.
Thank you. Same to you, my friend.
Thank you. We'll talk with you soon. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Come gather around at the table in the spirit of family and friends, and we'll all join hands and remember this moment till the season comes round again. Let's all try to smile for the picture, and we'll hold it as long as we can. May it carry us through if we ever get lonely, till the season comes round again. One night, holy and bright, shining with love from our hearts. By a warm fire, let's lift our heads. and be thankful we're here till this time next year. May the new year be blessed with good tidings till the next time I see you again. Then we'll all join hands and remember this moment till the season comes round again. Till the next time I see you again, then we'll all join hands and remember this moment, and we'll love and we'll laugh in the time that we have till the season comes round again. The season comes round again.
Till the season comes round again by the late and great Curly Musgrave. And it's from the CD, The First Noel, Our First Noel. And you can order that on Belinda Gale's website. Be sure and do that. It's going to be a great addition to your Christmas listening. And so much fun to talk with Belinda today, but we have a great show lined up for you next week. We'll be joined by Bryn Hill and Andy Nelson, and co-hosting with me will be Jennifer Dennison, the senior editor of Western Horseman. So we're going to have a great show next week for you. We'll not be doing Saddle Up America today. Our good friend Robert Eversole, as many of you know, was in a horse wreck a few months ago, and he is back at the doctor's having therapy today. So he sent me a message last night and said that he would be with us again in January, so we look forward to that. But it's been a great time today on Equestrian Legacy Radio. We remind you, as always, to join us every Thursday for the Campfire Cafe. And most of the time, we're joined by Saddle Up America after that. But we remind you, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net. We're going to close the show today out with a great song by Mary Kay from her Christmas CD. And this is one called Going Home for Christmas. Thanks for listening.
Old Lyle, he lived in the bunkhouse out back. He helped round the ranch with his cow dog named Jack. He'd been here for years, long as I can recall. Stayed through the summer and on through the fall. Come December when the north winds blow in the snow, we know it was time for old Lyle to go. When he'd shuffle in the kitchen, put his hat to his
his chest. He'd look at my daddy, make this simple request. I'll be going home for Christmas this year. I figure I've done all I can do around here. Won't you feed old Jack till I get back? 'Cause I'm going home for Christmas this circles around all the hands half his age. Though it's hard to believe, as I do recall, I was sick and bedridden come close in the fall, when on a cot in the bunkhouse with a dog he loved best, he looked at my daddy, made this final request. I'll be going home for Christmas this year. I figure I've done all I can do around here. Won't you feed old Jack? I won't be coming back. 'Cause I'm going home for Christmas. Yes, I'm going home for Christmas. Yes, I'm going home for Christmas this year.